This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Paige.
And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So people are debating this on TikTok. People are debating whether you introduce yourself when you're calling certain companies, like, you know, maybe a store. So this woman,
you know, I mean, what you're saying, actually, my grandpa would do that. Like, if he, you know, this was a different time. So I was a kid, so it was the 80s.
Hello.
If he called, no, he didn't talk like his last name was Jenkins. But if he called, like, Southern Bell, do you remember that?
He'd go. Oh, yeah, they went on strike, all four of them.
Hello, Southern Bell, Harley Thomas here.
Now, look.
Yeah. He would do that.
But well, he's got had a cool name.
Harley Thomas.
So you had to throw that out there.
Dude, his dad's name was Dylan Fox. Like, are you kidding?
God, that's good.
And I get stuck with Matthew.
Now I have hello stuck like, in
I mean,
my
it
head.
Translates as gift from God, but still.
Oh,
if your name's like Doug Lips, I mean, you can't use that one.
No. Think about his brother Peter. That's the worst.
Peter Paul?
And his nickname's Cooter. So either way.
Oh, boy.
Either way.
My name's right, Bill so, Cheeks.
His so cousin Lewis played in the NFL. Lewis Lips.
Yep.
His father started Lips Incorporated, the band.
Funky Town.
Won't you take me?
So this lady always introduces herself. And so, for example, she says, hello, my name is Jamie Smith, and I was wondering how late you were open tonight.
It's not a real name.
And if you had
sounds fake
toilet paper in stock. So her friends or people say that nobody does that. Nobody's that polite. And she just says it's just common courtesy.
Hello, my name's Tim Allen. You got toilet paper?
I never do that. Anyways.
No, I don't. I love the automated ones.
Nobody calls anybody for anything.
You know,
unless you're getting Spectrum Internet, you should call.
I have tried to call people, and I'm like, answer the damn phone because I don't want to text this thing out to you. I need to tell you specifically these instructions so you don't screw it up.
Mm-hmm. Like if you text chat support, whatever, and they're like, well, to verify it's you, you know, we need to call you. I'm like,
yeah.
Can't I just send you a picture? You know,
like, I need you to be on time. You can't be 5 or 10 minutes late because you're going to mess me up completely. You got to be on time.
Dude, I went into this, I went down a rabbit hole yesterday because somebody sent me a thing because I did a conspiracy mystery yesterday.
Must have been hungry.
They were like, suck you. Suck it.
I'm telling you, man, you
this is wild.
That's my alma mater.
I like Billy the Kid out here.
I went to suck you.
You're like Emilio's Billy the Kid, just slinging away. So,
I know. Little loose lips. No relation to the previous mentioned family.
Oh. It's like if you're on the football.
You guys make me comfortable.
Well, it's like if you're on the football field holding the football and you can't figure out why people are running at you. Then you realize, like, oh, damn, I'm holding the ball.
You're going the wrong direction. Throw it.
I know.
Give someone else a chance.
Yeah. Oh, so it sounds like I'm a Mike Hogg.
Rest in peace, Jefferson Pilot Sports.
Don't be talking about Mike Hogg.
Oh, boy.
I was like, is that a real name, Mike Hogwood, back in the day?
Mike Hogwood. Oh, my God, yes. Mike Hogwood.
He's no longer with us, unfortunately. Yeah, he passed away.
Wow.
The staple of ACC football for all of my youth.
How is this
name? Huh? Mike Hogwood.
Mike Hogwood. He worked for Jefferson Pilot, I think.
Hogwood. Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's a dating pool out there. And according to this, what did I say?
I don't know. I was laughing.
There's a dating study, hysterical. A poll, if you will, and they found that 88% of Americans.
What did I say?
She literally just taught in some. What did I do?
I had no clue. I was laughing at something funny. What did I say?
No, not me, but I forgot what I... Okay, so 88% of Americans have been in love before. So have you ever really been in love?
Oh, yeah.
Where it hurts. Yeah.
Have I been in love where it hurts? What does that mean?
Because love hurts.
I remember the first time I fell in love, it was something called pizza by the foot. And you carry it out with a big box.
Have you had the foot-long chocolate chip cookie?
Let's
talk about relationships.
I need to.
Friends, what about the churro?
Subway, I'm coming to you.
Friends with benefits, 38% have had that.
They more than that, way more than 38%.
Yeah. Been in a love triangle.
It's always the women that ruin the friends with benefits, too, because you fall in love.
No, you fell in love always.
With it. Well, I fell in love with how them. Do you have friends with benefits? You don't go to each other's houses and you don't get to know each other.
Well, you can't do it too much, right? That's where it starts to come, the attraction. I would say like once a month, you got to really... That's probably a good baseline for it because, you know, she's going to fall in love with that banana emoji, eggplant emoji,
but
whatever
the
situation
is. Why would you
is.
Want friends with benefits just because you don't want a girlfriend?
Because it's just like hooking up, no questions asked, show up, boom, it's done. You don't have to, you know, care about what each other's doing, thinking, feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a five-night stands.
Yeah.
Okay.
More than that, Yeah,
but,
you're right.
But I'll just say, most of the time in the situation, it's not me that says, "Oh, I love you." I don't want to. It's usually the guy says.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
I don't want you to fall on another penis because I want you to only use my penis. That's usually what they say.
I just figured out the problem. The women are the problem in the situation.
Why?
So remove them. There you go.
You just love
each
other.
That's everything.
See, guys. I think honestly prefer men.
You know what? It's
they
easier.
Like hanging out with men.
Remember the guy we had years ago for TNC? The guy we had years and years ago, he said that he wasn't gay. It was just a thing he did from time to time.
Oh.
Because he was caught hooking up with a buddy of his.
Uh-huh.
Because he said being gay is living that active lifestyle. He didn't live it, so he wasn't gay.
Yeah.
But he was hooking up with his friend, who was a man.
But wouldn't you think a man would love you better than a woman to know how to do it?
You know, that's the woman logic to it. I don't think it works with a guy. There's not a whole lot of maneuvering you have to do as far as the guy goes.
Gay guys that I know that, you know, I just assume.
You know all the gay guys, first off.
Not all of them.
You subscribe to Who's Gay in Greenville.
I know.
She took the mantle of the upstate's, let's say, liaison to the LGBTQ+ community.
Paige is doing an appearance today from noon to 2 at Unity Park.
I am not.
All right, pickle park.
Been in an open relationship, 9% have done that, where you can do whatever you want.
Oh, I know somebody who's doing that situation.
That always ends rough.
Oh, awful.
Well,
somebody gets hurt.
She said that he ended it. He's like, he don't want to do it anymore.
Because he got hurt because he saw who she was with.
I guess she's still into it, but he's not. And she's like, well, I'll stop, but she's kind of holding a grudge about it.
Open means she gets to do somebody, too, and guys don't like that.
That's another thing that was on Tinder, those little initials of relationships and stuff. Like, I forget the way it's worded, but it's like open relationship. So, like, if it's a girl, her husband knows that she cheats. He just doesn't want to know who with, And I guess he would do the same.
Or what was the other one that, like, he had to be on the phone? That was one of the profiles.
Dude, that was the owner bio. She's like, yes, I'm in a committed relationship. Okay. Uh-huh. But then I'm open to promiscuity, but he has to be on the speaker listening.
Oh, you're there.
That's control. Bullcrap. That's control.
That's
if you're there, rub your boys against the phone.
Like, this is probably not politically correct, which is the name of my next book that's coming out. But like, if you're sitting there listening to me grunt, also you are gay.
If you're turned on by that, that's yeah.
There's a little bit of that in there. You disagree all day. Plus I'll be in the park at my table today. Come change my mind.
That chick's husband's always got a wonder in the back of his mind. Like, I don't know this guy. Even though they're hooking up.
And what if that's
what if he's a killer or something?
Yeah, I can see jealousy starting if the other guy is worn down. Oh,
I guess it starts with that.
So-and-so doing you. And then he would just bitch. He'd be like, please stop. It was your idea. And I did it for you. And now you.
Well, I sound like Herman Munster at the end of sex. So I could see where that would be scary.
So, according to this.
Lily.
28% of the people out there have dated more than one person at a time. Have you ever dated a few?
I saw a TV movie of the week with Bo Bridges. He had two families. So I don't know how you would keep that up.
I mean, if you're
Bo just, can build a bridge.
If you're just dating, I'm thinking like in college where you just go out with people, you can date a few people.
Yeah,
you're not serious and you're just hanging out. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's another term, dating.
You're not sleeping with each other because it's gross if you're sleeping with a bunch of people at the same time. You're nasty.
God, it's so judgmental.
No, you it is bad.
At the same time, like an orgy?
No. Okay, for example, say you go and have sex with Karen.
Fat boy. No, she would complain too much.
She's putting names to it.
She would send it back.
And then you go have sex with Jesse the same day, and you don't use a condom. That is so gross.
Why does his name have to be Jesse?
Your name choices are really bad.
Well, it's just what came to mind.
Say if you're having sex with Myrtle.
You're going to spread syphilis.
I ain't spreading for Jesse.
And warts.
And then you go have sex with Hazel.
And then there comes Bertha.
Someone gets pregnant.
And then Pearl goes, oh no, I guess I'm going to get in on this titty action too.
And she's had sex with Jeff. At the same time, she doesn't know who the baby is.
Look at Della in here all moist.
Okay. Having sex with Jeff, is that what you just said? With Jeff. Whatever works.
The 28% have done that.
28% have had sex with Jeff.
19% just
talking about Van Gundy.
Hypothetical Jeff.
Right.
And then 31% they've been on a blind date. I've been on a blind date.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope you didn't drive.
Wait a minute. If it's set up, then it's not blind, right? That's an outdated term.
Well, you have friends that send you out.
Also, do blind people have issues with us sighted people calling it a blind date?
We're going to ask P1 Blind Luck.
Let's do a new thing where we invite people to come in here. They have to put earplugs in the whole time. And it's called a deaf date. And then at the end, they do an impression of Nail and decide if they'd like to see the person. It'll be on us if they do.
And
2 and 2.
77% have
dumped, Robert?
Have dumped someone. 74% have been dumped.
Own.
You ever been dumped?
Yes.
Fat boy, you ever?
I've been trying to get you to do it, but you said it's too gross.
He even cut a hole in the floor and laid under it.
I know.
We're like, at that Indian restaurant.
I'm like, don't mind this taco meat up here on the chest. It's easily washable.
Easily.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyways.
Hey, just going to win you a Maconi Award right there.
This is really fantastic. This is an ice cream one. All right, I'm done. Well, I'm Paige. This is
your you scream, I scream.
You know, they're neonatal nurses. They're like, I see this crap all the time, literally. And I got to hear you guys talk about it. The meconium. Green baby doo-doo.
It's like the fireman. It's like, all I do is put out fires.
Oh, I couldn't. Fluids. I can't be a nurse.
Fluids.
Fluids.
Oh, is there a firehouse that has like shirts that say "We do want this smoke"? God, how awesome would that be?
We do want the smoke,
or we want all the smoke.
We want all the smoke. Well, not in your lungs. So.
No, you don't.
That's true. You don't want inhalation.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I quit coal mining. Paige, agreed?
Uh huh.
Okay.
I can fit in the hole under the.
I want my lung to match my skin color. Okay. All right. I don't want the black lung. I don't.
No.
No one does. Even black people don't want that.
You don't want to live in an iron lung either.
No.
It'd be coughing.
Dude, that right there is like.
I don't even know if they use those anymore.
Really. I don't think. But the fact that like people would live in an iron lung for like 40 years. Like imagine that. You're living in like an old drum.
You really
I said old drum.
Yeah.
Only with your head sticking out. Like your body's in there. It's smirched.
Yeah, it's weird.
That seems awful.
We're going to take a break, and I want to remind you of several things. One, today's Thursday. Okay, keep that in mind. Also, we'll remind you of what's going to be on tomorrow's show, and we'll do happy birthdays or...
Suck it!
Right after this. Good morning.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Several people are saying, you're going to let this guy call and demean his wife on the radio. It's like you're endorsing it. First off, I don't think he's calling to demean her. He sounds... And I could be wrong. We could call her. She could be scared for her life. But it sounds like they just have one of those fun relationships where they're both kind of type A kind of people, where they're kind of ball busty but love the hell out of each other.
I wish we got more of the text to say, you know what? I'm ready for this one. Let's go. It's going to be awesome.
There's a couple of them. We get every day. Like, we'll go into even maybe something as dull as like sports.
Hey man, I don't blame.
I'm kidding. And you see people, I don't LFG, here comes sports. Like LFG, come on, man. That's a brand of coffee.
You got all the simps coming out.
It's JFG. All right.
Saying, oh, I feel bad for her. Oh, he's so bad.
Well, yeah, I know. We haven't heard from her yet. That's when everybody has the emotional investment that they get on these things.
That's extra weird, simping for a woman you don't even know.
You're not saying simping right.
I am, too. He told me I was right.
Yeah, he
I screenshot it to prove it.
He was right.
I screenshot it. How about that?
Okay, I don't doubt that.
So you think she's going to support him?
I don't know. If he's doing it this way,
I will say, is it fixed where you can't hear me?
Yeah, you could.
I will say that she's probably had some kind of luxury thing. Now, I'm not saying above ground pool's luxury, but what are you thinking? Like 2,500 and up?
I want to be able to dive into it. So I see what she's saying.
You can dive into an above ground pool.
Thank you.
Gotta be.
You can't. I mean, I have no clue. Now, if they were that much, my parents would have had one back in the 90s.
But like, we don't know what size he's gonna go. Like,
I never got laid in that pool ever. I didn't. People always thought
well,
that.
Well, you weren't doing it right then. Well,
somebody, I didn't do it. I mean, that was the thing.
Somebody was always home.
There was two times when I was left by myself, literally at the house over an entire weekend. And even then.
And second, you were just limiting your scope to just females. I mean, come on.
I was also limited by my looks.
Didn't you ever? Never mind.
No facial hair and about, I don't want to guess how much weight more. Yeah, it was not good. Remember that was the lady gym teacher look that I had going on.
Ball breaker.
Well, Fat Boy remembers all your style.
I look like a young mother Fratelli. I really did.
He's your water stalker, when you got not in. Me.
That's, you know what? I mean, there were those times. If we had probably six or more, there was some water going over the top. No lie.
Oh, no.
But my daddy would put too much in there. But you had about what? Well, how big is this right here? About 6-7 inches?
Yeah.
That much of a little filter area, so you couldn't go above that.
No, you couldn't.
So if six people got in, they were big-time people. I mean, sorry, plus size. Larger types. All right. Before he pussies out again, let's get him on. And,
oh, boy.
Or not pussies, pusses. Gets cold feet. Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry, we had a fun little routine we wanted to do there. All right, so here we go. There's no procrastinating this. We're just going to call her. She's at home. You're at work. Make it sound as though you're just calling her to, make some small talk, whatever. Just something that doesn't sound fishy at the beginning, or make her say, Kevin, why are you calling me this early at work? What's wrong? Did you get fired? Something like that. Make it very casual and then blow it up. And she's not going to cuss you, is she? Is she a cussing type? If she does, we'll find out together. Let's live on the edge, guys. Kevin's about to call his wife and say, I'm spending X amount of dollars. He doesn't want to say exactly how much, but he's spending a substantial amount of money on an above-ground pool, and she doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. She's going to be asking for something, though. She's going to say, okay, fine. Then I get a Louis bag, or finally we start practicing anal or something. There's always that ask that women
have. She's going to ask for the ladder.
Yeah. Well, you need a ladder for the pool, Paige. That is a good point you make there. Several people are texting in now. You can buy above-ground pools as cheap as $5,000. As cheap as, like... But, I guess with the stupid inflation, that's about what anything is now.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
I was ready a while ago.
Well, I dialed it twice and hung up.
Sounds like you don't know what the hell you're doing.
He kept going, man.
Troubles.
He never admits when he's at fault. He never claims those L's, does he?
Oh, fucking hell.
He's always just
smooth.
All about the W's.
He's smooth.
Usually Waffle House.
We...
Whataburger. Walmart Deli.
Yeah. Amy.
Hey, what's up?
Baby. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
It's me.
What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and I just figured that this was the best time to tell you. Since the weekend is kind of coming up.
This early in the morning? Really? Okay, what is it?
I would have talked to you earlier. I didn't want to wake you up.
What is it? What is? Just tell me.
So, I want a pool, and we haven't really talked about it much lately.
This again? I've heard your comments and innuendos about the damn pool, and I thought you'd be over it by now. But Seriously, are you ever going to stop talking about it?
Well, I'm not really going to be talking about it anymore because it's happening.
What are you talking about?
I went ahead and I made the deposit on the pool, and they're going to start working on it next week. So,
Wait. You what?
Yeah. I finally pulled the trigger. You know, I just did it. It's a 24-footer. I got, like, the nice resin frame. I got the ladder with the little platform. It's going to look so good. And I think you're going to love it for the summer. It's going to be an awesome summer.
Are you out of your damn mind? I told you I do not want an above-ground pool in our yard.
I know, but I figured once you see it and you realize how nice it is that you're going to come around to it, so...
No, I won't. I've seen them. You know what an above-ground pool says? It says, I gave up on life, but still want a splash. Seriously, I mean, it's a giant tin can full of hose water. And you didn't even
Baby. I figured you're just going to say no, so, you know me, like, I would rather ask for forgiveness than permission, so, surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise, all right. I can't believe you did this behind my back. And then you have the nerve to act like it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal. I just don't get why you hate pools so much. Like, this is not a negative thing in any kind of way.
You know what? It is a big deal. Living in a neighborhood and being those people, you know, the ones with the rusting pool in the yard, beer cans on the deck, some busted plastic flamingo floating in algae.
What are you talking about?
Is that what you want for us? Not to mention the fact that every damn body is going to want to come over and swim in the damn thing. I mean,
that's not a bad thing either.
That part I actually agree with. Hey, good morning,
some
Amy.
Dumbass ideas in the past,
is
but
my
I
microphone
can't see
on?
You actually spent money
oh, it's
on
not.
This.
Hey, Amy.
She's on a roll.
Amy.
Wait.
Amy. Hey, it's the pool guys. What time are we supposed to be there Memorial Day?
I'm holding it right now.
No, I'm just kidding. Amy, this is not a prank. You're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys down here in Greenville, South Carolina. Heard on many radio stations around the upstate.
Yeah, and, you're live.
South. You're live. So don't cuss if you do. I'm not saying you do, but maybe. So this is live. And
wait, I'm on the radio right now?
Yes. So please don't cuss because we'd have to hang up. But Kevin,
okay. Kevin
emailed us. He didn't know how to like tell you about this. He said y'all had been going back and forth or whatever, and he thought doing it on our show would make this a little easier, I guess.
Oh, did he? So he thought ambushing me on the radio would go better? You know what? I can't even talk right now. I'm so damn mad, Kevin.
Amy, I'm sorry. I'm realizing this is not the best idea. I kind of panicked. I listen to Fat Boy in the morning all the time. And
what?
I was just pregnant. And
y'all listen to me, Kevin.
Hi, Fat Boy.
Damn, Paige. I'm not on your side. I agree with her now.
I feel like this ain't the maddest she's going to get, but we're not going to be around for that, so.
No, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And you put down a deposit on this? Are you kidding me? How much did you pay?
God bless.
The deposit's only like $2,000. And, it's financed, but look, it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it.
Okay.
I know I'm catching hell right now or whatever,
you know what? I'm done with this. I can't even talk right now. I'm so pissed. You know what? That's a lot of money for you to spend on something you wanted, not us, you.
Baby, look.
She's gone, bro.
Yeah, she hung up.
She hung up, Kevo. Kevin.
She hung up.
First off, I didn't hear two type A people there. I didn't. I feel... I don't want to judge right now, but I feel like she...
There's no swaying her your way.
Not even with this, though. Like, is this a like, she set boundaries? I mean, I'm not saying that you should go by a pool without talking about it, blah, blah, blah. But, like, she had... I don't feel like that sarcastic, fun relationship you were describing is there.
I don't think she's going to like the pool parties. Just saying.
I'm telling you, the first time she floats in the pool, she's going to forget all about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I hope so.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday!
Oh.
Or...
suck it.
Here. Let's start off. We don't have music for this guy, but he was one of the big three in tennis. He's the last one left because Federer retired.
Obviously. Nadal. No, he's already had a birthday.
Nadal's going to retire.
Oh, you mean currently active?
Yeah. Talking about the other Joker from the same country, though. He's Serbian. It's not Nikola Jokic, it's Novak Djokovic.
Ah, God.
He's also the Joker.
Yeah.
And they're good buddies.
They hang out.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an athlete now, you have to have a nickname or go by your initials. Like, you just do.
Catfish Hunter. I mean, that was
SGA. What's up?
MVP. He just won SGA.
HVL. Haley Von Lith. Lith?
Lith?
Lith. Lith. It sounds like you're Mike Tyson trying to say the word lisp. Lith. Had a lith.
Well, that old Cam Brink.
Oh, my God.
Big tall legs.
Find me that Sports Illustrated. I can't find it anywhere. I don't know anywhere it sells
magazines. I'll give you one, but the page is stuck together, probably.
Well, gross.
What do you think, Paige?
Oh, I just had a dirty thought.
I don't know.
You know, the page is sticking together, that old joke, but, like, do you think people are doing that with their phone now?
Phones stick together?
Or, like, just,
sticking
it
to pages.
Like, they have it in this little folder, so it's like a Gideon Bible.
Or just they're watching whatever on their phone, and they're like, you know.
You ever look at your phone at the end of the day under the light, and you see, like, maybe you or someone around you sneezed toward it? Because there's, like, little droplets of...
Now that I see the thumb wears, like, where you swipe and press.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I use lotion all day, so...
Oh, I bet you did.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the two-finger lotion she uses.
Hand sanitizer.
She uses the fist lotion. Yeah, why are we whispering?
Trying to guess Novak Djokovic.
I mean, I have no clue.
I said 40. I don't know.
It sucks Nadal's got to go out the way he does with his busted up knee. But look at Alcaraz. He's the next great Spanish player.
33. I don't know.
38. Novak Djokovic.
It was so close to 40. I was right.
Yeah, he's going
to
be on his way out.
Close to 40. I was right.
Well, I said 40, then I backtracked to 33.
We're not going to have any American tennis stars, it seems, for, you know, Coco Gauff, I guess, would be the closest one. But
who?
Coco Gauff.
Coco Gauff plays tennis.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know.
Yeah, Marco Tennis is a golfer.
Who knew?
When's the last great player we had? Sampras? Now, he was an all-time great, but, like, American for sure. Before that, it was either Jimmy Connors or McEnroe.
People just don't take advantage of the obvious right there. Like, I want to open up a
tennis camp.
No, Paige. Quit trying to guess my jokes.
And it's like, not good guesses.
I was going to open up an alley where you throw a big black ball at pins. It was going to be specifically in Bowling Springs, and it was going to be called Bowling Springs. I could not get any investors in on it.
You need some angels.
And I was going to buy the land right there where Target is now.
It's a beautiful idea.
Bowling Springs.
You can't even say it.
Come on.
You know, right straight to the moon, Pagey.
Right in the puss.
Right in
I'm going to treat you like Bitcoin right now and just send you to the moon.
I'll
hit 110 today.
You know, Djokovic won a gold medal. So did this gentleman, but he won in the Winter Olympics.
Uh-oh.
I never watched those.
He was one of the best speed skaters that ever lived. I'm not talking about Dan Jansen or Bonnie Blair. That's a woman I wouldn't be saying he for her. Apollo Anton Ono.
Oh.
What'd he do?
Speed skater.
He's a speed skater.
What? Do you remember Apollo Ono?
No.
He's got a bunch of goats. Like several Olympics.
He was a gold winner.
God.
And he won a bronze one year when he was busted, won a silver or gold.
He got gold medals in 2002 and 2006, and he got one silver and two bronze in 2010.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I like the way effeminate men say that guy's name. Apollo. Oh, no. I'm going to say that dude's 45.
Sounds good. 45.
43 years old for Anton Ono. I don't think he competes anymore.
Apollo Ono. Is he related to Yoko Ono? Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, this is Daniel Bryan's birthday. Who got engaged in our fair city here at Greenville, South Carolina?
Bryan Danielson.
Yep. Take his pictures in Falls Park.
I know. That's so weird. Like, again, it amazes me.
Because I was looking at it. Is that Falls Park? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but, like, they got engaged here when they were at Roar. He and Nikki.
Nikki, yeah.
Nikki. And then they come back here. It's like, it's just like, God, it's Greenville, though. I'm telling you.
Is that Greenville?
If we're all here now, Greenvillians, let's all agree that we like it. And we're going to quit being so complimentary online about how great this city is. Maybe despair it a little bit and talk people out of coming here. We're full.
What are you going to say? Greenville, it sucks. That's not nice.
People are saying we're full.
I've started hashtag know that Greenville. You want to go further and Greenville?
Not that Greenville.
I do. Hashtag try the Greenville in North Carolina. I heard it's better.
Shout out New Bern.
Cost of living is very cheap there. Daniel Bryan's got to be 47.
46.
He is 44.
Whoa.
Years old. Started early, old Bryan Danielson.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going for
the old Billy Goat.
Famous supermodel who attacked somebody with a cell phone once. Oh, I thought you'd remember that story.
Yeah. Yep. Give me the initials. Oh, did you say
it? It is Naomi Campbell Page.
Naomi.
This age surprised me, though, by looking at her.
She'd be an old lady, too, right?
Wasn't it? Her housekeeper, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, some old bitch.
Not the nicest thing to do.
How could you treat Florence like that?
Arnold knocked up his housekeeper. Old Mildred.
Mrs. G?
Wow, that child looks just like him, too.
Yeah, Joseph. He does look just like him.
Oh, what did you talk about?
Look him up, Joseph Miami.
I thought you were talking about Arnold from Different Strokes. I was like, what are you talking about, Willis? He didn't ever lay down with Mrs. G.
That's how I know you watching. You want some 80s shows.
Yeah, I revert back. I like it.
That's how you watch.
No, it's not, but I go to sleep watching,
But you don't like WKRP for some reason.
No.
That's a good show.
I don't like any of the, I don't like news radio. I didn't like any of those radio shows.
Man, that was just good.
I didn't even like the people think, because, you know, like I'm into radio or what, no, marketing and stuff, like prior or whatever, like people think that I would love Mad Men. It's like, God, it just did not
that
float my boat.
That was a good Dang. Show, though.
I want to punch you in the chode right now so hard.
Do you like murdering people? You watch all them shows?
No, but he liked John Hamm.
Hamm Bone. His new show's fun, too.
Yeah. He's a good actor.
52.
Naomi Campbell's 55 years old today. I bet you'll get this within two guesses when you hear this song.
Bobby Brown.
Nope.
Oh, God. Why can I not think of any of the other? Johnny Gill.
It is Johnny Gill's birthday. I knew it. One third of LSG, which was Keith Sweat, Johnny Gill, and Gerald Levert. Rest in peace.
I kid you not. I had their tape. Their tape the year before we moved from Poe Mill. That's how long ago that was.
So I feel like Mary wouldn't mind this one because, you know, they sound so young. They can't be cussing if they sound that young.
They sound like Jackson 5.
Children.
Bobby Brown was on TV the other day. Jennifer Hudson, I think. He was kind of – they're doing a new tour, of Whitney Houston, like remembrance tour or whatever. God. So they're kind of talking about
that. I want to start a time machine one where she goes back and doesn't meet Bobby Brown. Because even – like the sad part of that, even their daughter's dead now.
Yeah, it's just Bobby left.
God.
That's terrible.
He's got new kids, other kids.
Johnny Gill's got to be like 60. I'm trying to play the thing here. 60 years old.
61.
Oh, not quite.
60.
59 years old. Jonathan Gill.
Man, I'm dumb.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to guess this fella or not. He's controversial, but I will throw him out there and see. Marcy.
Yeah.
I like Marcy.
All right.
Morrissey, even you could say.
What do you like about him, though? Like, can you tell me, like, you remember the band that he came from? Like, he's one of those cultural figures that people say, oh, I like him. But what do you like about him? Funky haircut?
Yeah, you like his hair?
I don't know.
You a big fan of the Smiths?
Or scooter riding in the cemetery. That's all I remember.
Yeah, you're a horrible singer.
Well, we know.
Talk better. How old is Morrissey's ass?
Morrissey is 66 years old today. Happy heavenly birthday to the one, Flyin' Ryan Pillman. Former Cincinnati Bengal.
Yep.
He would have been 63 years old today.
Hollywood Blondes with who? What?
Stone Cold.
It's so crazy.
Also, Stone Cold broke into his house and shot him.
He pulled a gun on him.
Yep. And Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, would have been 83 years old today.
I don't know. You said heavenly.
Yeah, that's true. Paige Harvey Milk. San Francisco's own Harvey Milk would have been 95 years old
today. Why do you say Paige? Because she has gay friends?
She was living there like when he was like at the height of his.
That was terrible.
Did you ever meet him?
No.
Oh. At the height of his, like when Dan White shot him?
Yeah.
Yeah, like she was there. In town, not there.
It's just kind of shocking. And then he had the defense was really horrible. Like he had
That was
sugar.
A movie I didn't know yeah. anything
made him crazy.
I didn't know anything about that. But watching that movie, I was entertained by that.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. I didn't like Moneyball.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
I didn't care for Moneyball.
I thought, well, I can't remember. You know what? That's what's good about so much content. You can't remember what you watched and what was good.
Yeah, there was a movie recently, and I say older movie, maybe 10-plus years old, and I was like, I know I've seen this, but I do not remember what happened. So I'm going to watch it again.
Yep.
I'll probably have that same conversation with myself in 5 years.
You might. Can I give you a little something?
I'd like to
if
hear.
You have to.
I hope that answer is what we might hear on tomorrow's FOF line.
Oh, this guy is really, really angry.
I woke up this morning and my paycheck wasn't there. I'm pissed the off. What the more else am I going to receive in this hole of a life?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine.
Guess those last three bleeps, Paige.
It's the same word.
Fun, fun, fun.
Friday. No, it's the first word of FOF line, and that will be tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Fanny.
864. Fanny! Fanny!
Fanny!
864-241-4318. And not what? Everybody's graduating tomorrow, and I'm not talking about the ones that are having to go to summer school, but some graduations are next week. But tomorrow, we will pay tribute to all the graduates.
Oh, hell yeah. Yep.
We'll be taking live calls. If you want to call in and say your kid's graduating or your grandma just graduated from Millie Lewis or whatever.
Adult Ed.
Yeah. little Ed can call in as well. whatever.
Needle nose Ed. Any of them.
We will pay homage and tribute to the graduates tomorrow. And that'll be on Friday. Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. You can get us on the Odyssey app. Get us on Spotify. By the way, P1 Clemson fan.
Go Tigers.
Pointed out that if you listen to our podcast on Spotify, that it gives lyrics like a transcript, and it's pretty dead on. So if you ever forget what we talk about, look on Spotify and it'll tell you.
Oh, it's going to pick up stuff in the background too, maybe.
Yeah, like you talking at the end here when we should have whatever you want.
You're saying awful stuff like what
Take
I said
Take a shot
earlier.
At me now, it's fine.
Yeah, I can't do it. There's just no time. There's literally no time.
Morning, everybody. Thank you. God bless.
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
That baby back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.